From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The body of Coretta Scott King has been placed in a mausoleum alongside that of her husband, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Visitors to the King Center in Atlanta, which Mrs. King founded, will now be able to pay their respects to the preeminent couple of the civil rights movement. Mrs. King's life was celebrated in a huge funeral yesterday that lasted nearly 6 hours. Joshua Leves has this report.
10,000 mourners, including a long list of dignitaries, packed into New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, a 10,000-seat complex in Lithonia, Georgia, just east of Atlanta. Maya Angelou, who was close to Coretta Scott King, spoke of her absolute commitment to the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
She believed nonviolent protest religiously could lift up a nation rife with racial prejudices and racial bias. She was the quintessential African-American woman, born in the small town repressive South, born of flesh and destined to become iron, born a cornflower and destined to become a steel magnolia.
President Bush spoke of Coretta Scott King's resilience in the face of tragedy. He said she worked to make the nation whole.
Others could cause her sorrow, but no one could make her bitter. By going forward with a strong and forgiving heart, Coretta Scott King not only secured her husband's legacy, she built her own.
But the Reverend Joseph Lowry did not let anyone forget that Coretta Scott King disagreed with this president on major issues. Lowry co-founded the Southern Christian Leadership Conference with Dr. King.
She deplored the terror inflicted by our smart bums on missions way afar. We know now there were no weapons of mass destruction over there. But
many stood up, applauding and cheering at the remark, as President Bush sat on the dais behind Lowry, facing the audience.
But Coretta knew, and we know, that there are weapons of misdirection right down here.
No one received greater applause than former President Clinton and Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, and that led to a significant political moment. You can barely hear it in this clip, but someone in the audience yells the words, "Future President."
I'm honored to be here with my president and my former presidents.
Mrs. Clinton simply smiled and soon motioned gently for the crowd to sit back down. Mr. Clinton focused his remarks on asking whether the nation will carry on the legacy of Coretta Scott King by continuing the fight for justice and equality.
What are we going to do? This is the first day of the rest of our lives. And we haven't finished our long journey home.
The president and former presidents left partway through the service. And about 5 hours after it began, Bernice King delivered the eulogy. She's the youngest of the King children and a minister at New Birth Missionary. She described being with her mother the night she died and said her mother was an example of the right way to live by submitting to the will of God.
And if we would just begin to do that, this whole world would be transformed, as my father said, into an oasis of freedom and justice. Thank you, Mother, for your incredible example of Christ-like love and obedience. We're gonna miss you.
For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.